Praise the Lord.
Amen.
This week we finished our life study of 1 Corinthians.
Yes.
And the last chapter and the last message actually somewhat corresponded with one of the burdens from Southern California Elders Meeting. So we thought we'd emphasize the point a little bit more. It's on dealing with the collection of the gift, which, you know, we're not going to be here begging for money, but there is a principle that we want to touch here. And the principle is in verse 2. If you want to turn to it, go ahead, but I will read chapter 16, verse 2. On the first day of the week,
amen,
each one of you should lay aside and store to himself whatever he may have prospered, that no collections be made when I come. So this is Paul speaking to the Corinthians. Right. He didn't want a big show. No collection should be made when I come. You should do it every week.
Yeah.
And on what day of the week? The first day of the week.
Amen.
And what is, and there's some significance to that. The
right.
first day of the week.
Amen.
It's a symbol of the Lord's resurrection.
Right.
Amen.
Because it is the day on which the Lord resurrected from the dead.
Yeah.
Amen.
Right? It says in John 20, verse 1, now on the first day of the week, Mary the Magdalene went to the tomb. And that's when she saw him. It's Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
That was the day of resurrection.
Yes.
So why does Paul put resurrection with collections? You think, this heavenly thing to this earthly thing. It's because our giving to the Lord should be on the first day. It should be in resurrection.
Amen.
By resurrection.
Amen.
That is not by the power of our own life, not for our own glory, but motivated by the divine, energizing life of God.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Brother Lee said, money is the real test. You know, at the end of Corinthians, he went through all these things about God's administration, and he concludes with money. And you may think, why did he do this? It's just a footnote. But no, really, dealing with mammon is the final test that accomplishes God's administration. And we may think, how is this? But really, practically, how is God's administration carried out on earth? How do so many go to Germany and serve? It's by the giving of the saints. If we don't overcome in the giving, matter of giving, God's administration cannot be carried out.
Amen.
Lord Jesus,
amen.
Overcome in us.
Amen.
You know, at the time Brother Lee spoke this, I looked it up. It was 1981. And he said, all you need to do is give $250 a week. I said, okay, what is that in today's dollars? It's over $7 now. I thought, oh dear, I didn't think it was that much. It's more than a cup of coffee today, right?
Yeah.
It's a lunch, maybe. Skip eating out one day a week and give for the Lord's administration on earth. If he said, if everyone would do that, we would have no problems with money. And that reminds us of a burden the Southern California elders were speaking of for the giving towards Oak Glen. You know, it's not the Living Stream Ministry or some rich brother who's purchased Oak Glen. It's the churches. And we have many plans. I was just there last weekend. We have many plans for upgrading it. Actually, to tell you the truth, it could use a lot of work. Some of those mobile homes are looking pretty worn out. And that big gym needs to be made into a safe place for meeting with 500 saints. But how can that need be met? We have to pay off the loan so that we can begin the construction.
Right.
And the brothers there said, a little bit more than $7. But if this is for a giving unit, what they termed a giving unit, which is really a household or a family, if every giving unit would give $10 a week, that need would be met by the end of the year. If we don't meet that need, then we're still going to be paying off the loan and the improvements will come later. God's administration is limited by the saints' limited giving. So saints, may through resurrection we overcome the last enemy. You know, to Christ, the last enemy is death. But to us, the last enemy is mammon. Brother Lee, in his life, observed, and I'm sure many of us have observed, the problems of Christian leaders with the matter of money. So, for God's administration, he needs the headship, he needs the body, he needs the exercise of gifts, he needs us to be in resurrection, and finally, to overcome material possessions. So, saints, we're not here begging you to give, but in fact, the church in Lake Forest has already exceeded our giving towards Lake Glen, or Oak Glen, though we haven't met the final thing by the end of the year. We expect to. But maybe we can give more to make up for the lack.
Poor localities.
So there are many localities who can't give as maybe we are able. So give towards that. Give towards the Lord's move in Germany. Lord Jesus,
amen.
May you overcome in resurrection
amen.
To accomplish your economy.
That's right.
Amen.